In the name of Allah, the All-Beneficent, the All-Merciful.
Let's answer these questions. Who are the satisfied folk in paradise? Who are the people bearing punishments of hell?
Briefly, the satisfied folk in paradise denote the 12 infallible imams, alayhimus salam, and the people bearing the punishments of hell are their accursed enemies. Now we are going into detail about the matter.
First verse. Is then he who follows the pleasure of Allah, like him who has made himself deserving of displeasure from Allah, and his abode is hell, and it is an evil destination. There are varying grades with Allah, and Allah sees what they do. The Holy Quran 3:162-163. The Blessed Ibn Shahra Ashub and Ayashi have narrated from Imam Sadiq, alayhi salam, that those who follows the pleasure of Allah are the 12 infallible imams of Ali Muhammad. By Allah, these personalities are the standards for the believers. Due to their love, friendship, and recognition or marfa of whatever we have, Allah will double the rewards of their deeds in this world and the hereafter. According to the report of Ayashi, he said, by Allah, those who involved themselves in the anger of Allah are those who denied the right of Maulana Amirul Mu'mineen al-Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, alayhi salam. Due to this, Allah was angry with them as they deserved. There is a tradition from Imam Riza, alayhi salam, that, as the stages of a believer progress, the distances between two stages equals the distance between the earth and the sky.
Second verse. That is because they follow what is displeasing to Allah and are averse to his pleasure, therefore he has made null their deeds. The Holy Quran 47:28. The Blessed Ibn Mahiyar narrated from Imam Bagir, alayhi salam, that what is displeasing to Allah and are averse to his pleasure are those who dislike the vilaya of Amirul Mu'mineen Ali ibn Abi Talib, while Ali is liked by Allah and the Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Allah has ordered about the vilaya of Ali in Badr, Hunain, Batni Nakla, and Tarvia, and 22 verses were revealed in his praise in Hudaybiyah, when the Quraysh unbelievers had refrained the Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, from entering the Masjid al-Haram and Jaffa and Gadir Qum. The Blessed Ali ibn Ibrahim has narrated in the explanation of this verse that the friendship and vilaya of unjust caliphs such as Abu Bakr, Umar, Osman, and those who did injustice on Amirul Mu'mineen, alayhi salam, infuriates Allah. That is why Allah confiscated their deeds and cancelled all the rewards of the good deeds performed by them.
Third verse. O soul that art at rest, return to your Lord, well pleased with him, well pleasing him, so enter among my servants, and enter into my garden. The Holy Quran 89:27-30. The Blessed Ibn Mahiyar has narrated from Imam Sadiq, alayhi salam, that this verse was revealed in praise of Imam Hussein, alayhi salam, and has also narrated from the same Imam that, recite Surah Al-Fajr in your obligatory and recommended prayers, because this surah is for Imam Hussein, alayhi salam, and take interest to recite the surah, so that Allah may have mercy on you. Abu Osama asked, how is the surah special for Imam Hussein? The Imam replied, have you heard the verse, O soul that art at rest? It refers to Imam Hussein, and he is the soul at rest, who was pleased with the command of Allah, and was liked by God, and his companions were from Ali Muhammad, alayhimus salam. And Allah is pleased with him, and this surah is in praise of Imam Hussein, alayhi salam, and the Shias of Ali Muhammad, and it is specially for them. That is why, if a person recites the surah regularly, he will be with the Hazrat, in paradise with his position, and Allah is all-powerful and wise. The Blessed Kolaini and Ibn Mahiyar have narrated, from Sadir Saraf that, he asked Imam Sadiq, alayhi salam, may I be sacrificed for you, O son of the Messenger of Allah, do you feel the pains at the time of death of a believer? The Imam replied, by Allah, when the angel of death comes to a believer, he cries and is terrified, so the angel says to him, O friend of Allah, do not scream. By Allah who has made Muhammad a prophet, I am more kind to you than your own father. Open your eyes and see that, the Holy Prophet, sallallahu alaihi wa sallam, Amirul Mu'minin, Fatima, Hassan, and Hussein and all the holy Imams, alayhi salam, come to you. The angel of death says, they all are your friends. The believer opens his eyes and sees those blessed persons. Then a caller of Allah calls his soul, oh, calm soul. Return to Muhammad and his progeny, return to your Lord, while you like their vilaya and rewards of God, then you be attached with my special servants, Prophet Muhammad, Ali, and their Ahlul Bayt, alayhim assalam, and enter my paradise, and near believer there is nothing more respected and loved than this, that his soul should be taken, and that he should get attached to those holy persons.
Fourth verse. Certainly, Allah was well pleased with the believers, when they swore allegiance to you, under the tree. The Holy Quran 48, 18. The Blessed Ibn Mahiyar has narrated that, Jabir asked Imam Baghir, alayhi salam, how many people had taken the oath of allegiance. He said, they were 1,200. Jabir asked, if Ali was also from that group. He replied, yes, in fact he was their leader and chief. This refers to the allegiance of Rizwan, which took place in the Umrah of Hudaybiyah, and the Holy Prophet, sallallahu alaihi wa sallam, set out with the intention of Umrah, and the Quraysh stopped him, and did not allow him to enter Mecca. The Prophet, sallallahu alaihi wa sallam, sent a message through Osman, but it was rumored that infidels have captured him. So, the Prophet, sallallahu alaihi wa sallam, gathered his companions under a thorny or a berry tree, and took allegiance from them, that they would fight the unbelievers of Quraysh, and not run away. At that time this verse was revealed. Then the Hazrat said that, Allah was pleased with the believers, thus, the hypocrites were excluded, and the first and the second caliphs, Abu Bakr and Umar and people like them are not included in this verse. Allah says in the same surah, therefore, whoever breaks his faith, he breaks it only to the injury of his own soul, and whoever fulfills what he has covenanted with Allah, he will grant him a mighty reward. 48, 10. Ali ibn Ibrahim said that, this verse was revealed after verse 18, thus the pleasure of Allah depends on the condition that the oath is not broken. So those who broke the oath of the day of Ghadir, and snatched the right of Ahlul Bayt, alayhim as-salam, and refused the nas of the Holy Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, have all become infidels. They are not included in this verse of Rizwan. Other points on this topic shall be discussed later on in some other programs, insha'Allah.